Sleepers by Muse, folks. Welcome, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. It is now 8 p.m. on Sunday evening. Time for the Yellow Brick Road, home of British and Irish music here on CFRC Radio. My name is Rue, your host, and I'm here with you for the next hour and a half. And, you know, being CFRC's British music show, I had to start off this week's show with a bit of Muse. This is from their 7th studio album, Drones. It came out now 10 years ago. Way back in 2015, came out on the 5th of June, and so I guess, you know, this is the sort of 10-year anniversary, time flies very quickly. Also, I believe singer Matt Bellamy's birthday tomorrow, so, you know, just a good excuse to play a bit of Muse, get some riffs back on air. This was Muse's record of getting back to their rock and roll roots, really, after a more experimental 2012 album, The Second Law, that saw them do not only stuff like a bit of funk, but also saw them, you know, working in dubstep. They had a song that they co-produced with Skrillex, and, you know, so there was a lot of experimentation going on, and this was them kind of coming back to home base. Heavy, fat riffs, rock and roll, you know, the kind of bluesy riff stuff that Muse do best. And the idea behind it was actually quite an interesting one. Thematically, Muse's albums always are kind of taken from whatever piece of text Matt Bellamy is reading at the moment, or whatever media he's consuming kind of works its way into their music. And the idea behind this album was kind of, you know, that of robotic drones that were, you know, as like AI and stuff was beginning to come up once again. It was kind of inspired by the idea of robotic drones that you could use to remotely kill people and, you know, remove the human connection, possibly also the guilt. And, you know, there were some ideas around AI and automation that were discussed in this album that are probably quite sharp observations and well thought out for its time and probably worth revisiting now. Anyway, you know, with Muse albums, you know, they just get better and better with time, I feel. It's just an album that, as always, has some really good riffs, some great guitar work. Muse are known for it, you know. Matt Bellamy isn't called one of the best guitarists of the 21st century without merit. Personally, for me, it was the first Muse album that I was actually around as a fan during, because I got into them kind of during the back end of The Second Law. When you're young and you're getting into music for the first time, seeing an artist that you like go through that album release cycle can be really exciting. And, you know, Muse were my favorite band in the world at the time. And a lot of, you know, I think a lot of people that get into rock music, or at least at the time were getting into rock music, a lot of your heroes were artists that were not making music anymore. So to see that album release cycle, to see it happen in front of you, very, very exciting thing, you know. And at 15, this was everything. And I try and remember that sort of juvenile excitement and newness whenever I present artists on this show. Because who knows, you know, someone might be listening to their favorite band for the first time on my show, on radio. I might have young listeners whose taste in music is in part being shaped by listening to campus radio, for which I commend you. I'd love to hear from you if that's the case. I wonder who our youngest listeners are. Feel free to write into the show. You can email me at yellowbrickroad@gmail.com, or you can find the show on Instagram. Handle is yellowbrickroad. If you're our youngest listener, or if you're our oldest and you fondly remember key moments, you know, when you heard your favorite artist for the first time, I'd love to hear it. I'm such a sucker for that kind of thing. So absolutely write in. For the record, though, I can still say Muse are still my favorite band. They are still top for me. But of course, I've got to keep moving forward as a radio show on new music and such. Muse are interesting for new releases, actually, because they tend to drop these little cryptic hints, and, you know, they make their fans work out what their coded teasers and hidden messages mean. And that seems to be the case right now for Muse as well. If you follow them on social media, you'll probably see that they've been dropping these little hints that no one has quite been able to decipher yet. It's quite possibly an upcoming release. Fans have been working overtime to work it out, and it's great. I mean, really keeps you busy, doesn't it? But we've had a busy week in music, you know, lots of new music, lots of releases, some of the bigger names, Pulp, Little Sims, some big time albums that have come out, lots of other announcements as well. I'm going to start off in a slightly different vein, though. I've got you some new music this week from the artist K Tempest. New single out called Know Yourself, and this is the first single from his self-titled album that's coming out on the 4th of July on Island Records. And the premise of this song, oh, it's gonna make you cry. So if you don't know the whole backstory, a few years ago, K-Tempest, rapper, poet, musician, came out as non-binary, changed their name from Kate to K, started using they-them pronouns, and over time, over the years, has sort of switched to using he-him pronouns and, you know, just, you know, has come out as transgender. And about 10 years ago, K had a dream when then-Kate was visited by her older self. And all this older self said to him was, "Know yourself." And K was reminded of that moment a little while ago, so he kind of revisited that song, took a little sample of that moment, and he basically has released this brand new song, Know Yourself, which is a duet between him and his younger self. And when you just hear their voices juxtaposed, and you know, it's just a really beautiful, really poignant moment, just kind of like showing his journey, his personal growth, how he's changed, the context of knowing yourself as he does now in his context of being a trans musician. K-Tempest is one of the UK's finest poets. His last album from 2022, The Line is a Curve, was one of my favorite albums of the year. This next one comes out in July, self-titled. You know, I've always felt that with self-titled albums, they almost become a representation of the artist because, you know, because of the name association and everything. And so those albums are always something special, and I'm sure this one is going to be too, if the song is anything to go by. You can find all their work at K-Tempest, spelled K-A-E-T-E-M-P-E-S-T.com. Then we've got new music from Wet Leg. Second album, you know, very anticipated second album, Moisturizer, is going to be coming out in a couple of months. And we've got the second single, it's called CPR. I love what Wet Leg are doing here because, you know, there was obviously enormous pressure on them to follow up a debut album like theirs with something spectacular, because that debut album, self-titled 2 years ago, it was so huge. It had singles, you know, not just Chaise Longue, but songs like Angelica and Wet Dream were everywhere. Songs of the summer, really. And, you know, the album swept the Grammys, everything. Once you get that kind of attention, you know, an album that is genuinely broken from the indie realm into the mainstream, it was always going to be difficult to follow up that with, you know, something that people deem as a worthy follow-up to an album, you know, particularly in the eyes of, you know, sometimes serious critics that maybe don't get the charm of Wet Leg's tongue-in-cheek kind of work. So the only thing the band can really do then is be themselves. Be their silly little selves and have fun. And you know, this is the obvious direction that a band that can stand in front of 45,000 people and make everyone scream their lungs out on the count of three was gonna do. So this album, slight change in direction as well. It has a bit more creative input from the rest of the band, who are a five-piece now. And the debut album, in contrast, was written primarily by Rhian Teasdale and Hester Chambers, the band's two guitarists and vocalists. And they've said about the album that it's a very isolated piece of work written in a remote house in the countryside. It was written in a creative frenzy, diving into themes of obsession and all-consuming love. They said that this album, in comparison to the first one, brings the bite. It's got brash guitars, heavy beats, and a fearless devotion to feeling everything all at once, they say. This is the latest single, we're going to be listening to it, CPR. On which they've said, although Teasdale felt allergic to writing love songs, Moisturizer is defined by its sheer exuberance, and Teasdale ended up finding the process empowering. You can find their work at wetleg.bandcamp.com. Here we go. This is K-Tempest with Know Yourself.
Time coming to right now, pipe down, lifetime looking for things I thought I'd found already. Falling to the floor like I'm alright, I'm steady. Send myself back so I can tell me. 20 years deep in the rhymes and beats, and I'm still so far from finding peace. Every line is a ladder I can climb through time, and I walk straight face through these winding streets. I eat the bread of rhythm, I drink the milk of rhyme. I've been carrying a bag of shame that's bigger than me, dragging it behind me, up and in the staircase. place until the day I realize this doesn't mean what I think it does. I don't need to carry this forever. I left it in the clearing by the fire pit and ran back to the child I was, looking for an elder. I saw myself there, I took myself by the hand.
When I was young, I sought help from my older self.
I came into my head, I told me know yourself. When I was young, I sought help from my older self. I came into my head, I told me know yourself. I was 17, heaven seemed close enough to touch. I had never been happier, chest against the barrier, watching Wu-Tang, my own character starting to bloom. I was learning how to capture a room in two phrases, 20 years deep in the rhymes and beats. Close my eyes and speak down the wires of time. I go back to the child I was when I put myself on the line. I had to beg for the mic, I had to deal with the ignorance, I had to get better, I wanted bigger things. Well, these days, those days, they are far away. Try and catch them in my sights, but they start to fade. Now I sit amongst crate loads of rhyme books, and I think about the days that the time took. I thank the little me that put the work in. Like, could you picture me when you were spitting 16s, surfing the top deck, penning in bars, underage in the clubs, taking charge of the mic, precocious little nothing with the world in your sights. I am on it now, I will work harder. This is peace to the kid I came after.
Peace to the kid I came after.
The words are the bridge between the present and the past. I know myself at last.
When I was young, I sought help from my older self.
I came into my head, I told me know yourself. When I was young, I sought help from my older self. I came into my head, I told me know yourself. Know yourself.
Soon, child, you were gonna find release.
Lost in your eyes, I took a breath, jumped off the cliff because you told me to. Is it love or suicide? Is it love or suicide? Is it love or suicide? Is it love?
From Wet Leg Folks, that was their new song CPR. The album Moisturizer is coming out later this summer, and it's just fun bangers all the way down. We do love Wet Leg, can't wait for the new album. They are actually coming to Canada as well in September. They're going to be playing in Toronto and Montreal, and I'll tell you this for free, Montreal tickets are half the price of Toronto tickets. I don't know why that is. So, Kingston folks, if you're deciding between Toronto and Montreal for which show you should be going to, I think I've helped you there. We also had some music from Kay Tempest on that set. Brand new album, self-titled, also on its way. I cannot wait. I mean, they are just one of the UK's best poets at the moment, I think. But we're going to be playing some new artists who I think we've never played on the show before, so always excited to introduce you to new music. I found this artist and this song myself only this week, so I've been listening to it. It's quite a vibe, you know. I think this song can be described as a very lush vibe. The artist is a London-based musician called Della XOZ. I'm not sure how that's pronounced, but the XOZ is in all caps. That was sort of her screen name, username when she started uploading music to Instagram as a young budding musician. Her name is Daniela Landi Lubasu. She grew up listening to Congolese music in the car and was listening to radio stations as well. When she was in primary school, she says her father would play her hits from Rihanna and Beyonce, and her mom would play her older music such as 70s rock and ABBA. And she's kind of combined that into her own lush vibe, you know, mixing that together with a love for kind of UK top 40s pop that she would listen to on TV as well. And her latest single that came out, I think, in February this year. If you remember 2014 Tumblr and its obsession with a certain heroin chic image and attitude, you might also think that this song would have been huge on there. You know, the artwork is it's just got the song title written in marker pen, you know, penned onto five cigarettes. And the song's title is I Fear Premature Death, But You Look Hot Smoking Cigarettes. And musically, I've been saying it's a pretty lush sound. It reminds me a little bit of Rachel Chinoiri's album that just came out. What a devastating turn of events. Fantastic album from last year. But you can find Daniela's work on SoundCloud using her artist name, which is soundcloud.com/DELLAXOZ. And you'll find the track on there. So we're going to be playing that. But we've also got music after that from a Lancaster band that I really like called TV Face. They've got a new single out. It's a heavy tune called Boots Pocket Coffin. It's the first single from their forthcoming second album. That's Wolf Rents Bark. It was recorded in Liverpool. I love it. It's just kind of discordant punk rock with huge riffs on it. You can find them at tvface.bandcamp.com. And lastly, we've got music on this set from an artist called Underdown, who performs under the name Underdown. And it's music that I would describe as sort of parlor pop, saloon pop, if you're getting at the kind of image I'm creating here. But this is an artist that we've actually seen around the scene before. It's the solo project of the Welsh musician Rhys Underdown, who used to be the singer in a Swansea band, a bilingual alt-rock Welsh band called Bandicoot, who I loved, and their 2022 album Black After Dark was one of my favorite albums of that year. Brilliant alt-rock music. It seems like the band has split up and Rhys is doing solo work that's a bit more kind of songwritery. This EP of his is more piano and horns led. It's called On The Town, and we're going to be playing a song off of it that's quite fun. It's called Life In The Can. You can find his work on Bandcamp, underdown.bandcamp.com. But let's first get started off with Della XOZ. This is her song, I Fear Premature Death, But You Look Hot Smoking Cigarettes. Coming up on CFRC Radio.
Premature death, because pocket, fill your coffin. Boots, pocket, coffin.
I'm no closer to finding my way out the block. Moving in circles in rooms full of clocks. I can't stay no more. It's a life in the cannon for sure. The unpleasant truth is I miss my own pain. When I felt like a person with something to gain. Now I'm mining through time for self-pity again. And love is reborn but left out in the rain. I can't stay.
Reese Underdown and his project Underdown, that song's Life in the Can. Welcome back to the Elizabeth Road, folks. We've been listening to some great music on the show. We had new music, well, newish music from Della, XOZ, I Fear Premature Death, but You Look Hot Smoking Cigarettes. It's a bit of a mouthful of a title, but very Tumblr, isn't it? We also had some music, of course, from the Lancashire band TV Face with their song Boots Pocket Coffin. And moving on, folks, we've got some new music from a band called New Eves. Always very exciting when they have new music out, because I'm just always looking at them, looking at their new releases, thinking to myself, what are these crazy ladies cooking up now? Because, you know, they are one of the most interesting musicians I've heard of late. How would I even begin to describe them? I mean, their songs have had kind of different feels to different songs, but I think roughly you can say it's kind of neo-paganistic folk indie rock that can be quite unhinged sometimes, melding together acid rock, folk, acid folk, kraut rock, indie rock, all together in, you know, in this crazy little brew of music that is very uniquely the New Eves. They've announced their debut album. It's going to be called The New Eve is Rising, which means we finally get more of this crazy concoction. It's out on the 1st of August on Transgressive Records, and they've released two tracks from the album. The first one came out a little while ago called The New Eve, and I'm pretty sure we played it on the show. Second one that's just come out is called Rivers Run Red, and the band have said of the track that it was sort of written collaboratively between a few of their members, Ella and Kate. They say, the initial lyrics are a poem written by Ella when she was a teenager. It was never intended to be a final part of the song. It just happened to be something that she knew by heart whilst we were jamming. She actually wrote an alternative poem which inspired Kate's lyrics later on in the song, but in the end we went back to the teenage poem, and that's what everything has grown from in its strange and chaotic way. This whole song was kind of an accident, and because of that it's had so many incarnations and has taken us to new places like Nina's disco cello and Violet's Camping Cup percussion debut. We love it. And I love it too. I mean, all this sounds very New Eves. So we're going to be listening to that song. You can find them at thenewEves.bandcamp.com. And then lastly for this set, we're going to be playing some music by an alt indie band with a post-punk edge from Swansea in Wales. This is another band that I found through the Focus Wales lineup this year, which, you know, I've been looking through, discovered a lot of really good artists from there. I do love showcase festivals for that. But we're going to be listening to this band called The Fiends. They've got a new EP out called Lazarus, and you can find them at the-fiends.webflow.io. That's their website where you can find out everything about them. We're going to be playing a new song of theirs that's recently come out, Lazarus, title track of the EP. And then lastly for this set, Mickey Bereny returns to the musical stage, the front woman of Lush, Peroshka, and the writers, may I say, of one of the best memoirs on Britpop. She's formed a sort of supergroup, which is called the Mickey Bereny Trio, and they just released their debut album very recently called Tripla, that was on Bella Union Records. Now, they've teamed up with Lol Tolhurst, who is the former keyboardist and drummer in The Cure, and his son Gray Tolhurst. And how this collaboration came about to be is Lol Tolhurst has recently been doing a lot of work with Budgie from Susie and the Banshees. The both of them had a really good podcast together as well called Curious Creatures, where they just got talking to a lot of artists and stuff. And, you know, they've clearly worked with each other for a long time. They were on a musical collaboration as well. They were working with the producer Jackknife Lee, who... if you know the Snow Patrol story, you might know that, you know, he was a big part in kind of revitalizing their career, and, you know, Gary Lightbody loves working with him and everything. So they'd sort of been in a trio, and they opened for Mickey a little while ago for the Mickey Bereny Trio, and that's kind of where this collaboration started. And I don't believe that Budgie was able to be part of the recording, which is where Lol's son came in on this one. And it's a Lush track, and I don't mean, like, no pun intended, that a song written by the former frontwoman of Lush has a very Lush and layered sound, but, you know, it's kind of shoegazy, it's a little dream poppy, you can really get lost in it. Mickey says about the song, it's called Stranger, the lyrics are about being a friend to a long-term couple splitting. The tragedy at the center is the people actually breaking up, but the repercussions ripple outwards. You can find the album, at least, at mickeybereny.trio.bandcamp.com. That's called Tripler. The song is called Stranger. But we're going to get started off, of course, with a little bit of the New Eves. Enjoy this one, folks. It's called Rivers Run Red on CFRC Radio.
Thank you. had I survived, you should have taken off my head. Cause you can take the land we love, but not the community that's pulsing through our blood, through our blood. I am no man, a dang, a twice a year. I
Trinity Brain Trio in collaboration with Lol Tolhurst and his son Gray Tolhurst. What a wonderful, shoegazy, dreamy song that is. Just glad to see Mickey back and making wonderful music again. We also heard some new music from a band called The Fiends from Swansea and The New Eves with their song Rivers Run Red. Folks, we've got some more music coming up on the next set. And you know I love it when a band gets weird. And there's a certain irreverence that some bands have while playing that just immediately comes across. And so I've got for you a band from Edinburgh called Buffet Lunch. They call themselves a hodgepodge of noises, which immediately means that I am listening. They released an album recently called Perfect Hit. It's got angular songs on it, like a song called Wits and Sound, surfy post-punk indie, the title track Perfect Hit. I'm going to be playing us a song called Merchandise. And I think you'll see quickly why I like this band when you hear this song. You can find them at buffetlunchband.bandcamp.com. Then some music from the London alt-rap group called Sterling Press. They've released a new single that shows a surprisingly more delicate side of the group and shows their range. They say it's a softer side of Sterling Press, but one that we're really proud of. They've just had a brand new EP called Dry Run that came out this week on Friday, the 6th of June. It has a few songs that we've heard before and that we've definitely played on radio. Concrete Trampoline, No Request, and Jokes on You, which we're going to be listening to. And a new song that's brand new called Living in Hell. We also got some music on the next set from Near Archives, who's collaborated with an artist called Cheetah on a new jungle drum and bass single called Get Loose. And it seems like she is busy in her studio called Up Ya Archive Studio. She's working away on her next album, a follow-up to the Mercury-nominated Silence is Loud. You can find her at neararchives.bandcamp.com. So we're playing the single Get Loose. First, though, of course, we've got the band Buffet Lunch. This is their song Merchandise on CFRC Radio.
One more. The joke's on you. Now you're up.
Near archive returns, folks. Welcome back. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. We're here on the Yellow Brick Road until 9:30, bringing you all the best new music coming out of the UK and Ireland. And we heard a bit of Near Archives, a little bit of Sterling Press, something very different from them. A slightly softer, I don't know, maybe kind of more mature track from them. I'm not sure, but they just had an EP that's come out, and we also heard some music from Buffet Lunch. What a band out of Edinburgh. Folks, we've got an eclectic mix of music coming up as well. The musician Jenny Beth, who is a French musician, post-punk sort of musician, started out first, if you don't know, as part of a duo, a sort of alt-rock duo called John and Jen, and she was the Jen in John and Jen. And then from there, after the duo split up, she went on to be the front person of Savages, and, you know, they were an excellent post-punk band sort of around 2017-ish, I think, was when like they had their kind of heyday, and then they split up, and Jenny Beth's been doing her solo work ever since. Some incredible collaborations along the way. She was on the Gorillaz track, You've Got the Power, and that was like her, Noel Gallagher, Damon Albarn just all singing together, and she has a very powerful touch to that. And she's also recently worked, I think this was in 2021, worked on an album